Well, a very happy Monday to everyone. And this is the day in between. The day in between my birthday and Samhain Eve. So it's the 30th of October and tomorrow is Samhain Eve. And Samhain Eve is, in the Celtic calendar, Celtic New Year's Eve, which is a magical time because it is a time for renewal, for a different vibration to take hold, for the invitation to all the good energies that are around to come in as a way of changing the vibration of your own life. Now, of course, within the Gregorian calendar, the normal, everyday, man-made calendar, New Year's Eve would be the last day of December. Well, the last day of December, of course, you know, is celebrated with a lot of robust... a lot of robust merrymaking, and I suppose rightly so, although I've never celebrated it like that. In fact, mostly I've ignored that man-made celebration because for me, living with the seasons as I do, it's impossible not to feel that new energy coming in on this last day of October. Now, of course, in order for everyone to be able to grasp that particular celebration, it is commonly referred to as the 31st of October. And the 1st of November being the very first day of the new year. So that's keeping within the calendar, the man-made calendar. But myself and my family celebrated the Celtic New Year's Eve on Saturday. Saturday was the night of the full moon. And when one thinks about it, although we don't have written records directly from the Celts, we do have the memory, we do have the spoken word, we do have the stories, which in many, many cases have proven to be far more reliable than written records. So if you want to look at written records, a lot of the writing about the Celts was done by the Romans. Romans were very keen on historical accuracy in battles, but they also used that as a way of propaganda, in much the same way as there's a lot of propaganda around in this day and age. So, if we put aside some of those, I suppose, observations that were continually made by the Roman historians, observations, by the way, that were twisted and turned into things like the Celts made human sacrifices, which is nonsense. In my estimation, and I've studied this all my life, nonsense. It's not within the Celtic psyche to have human sacrificial rituals. And if you look at the culture that remains, you can begin to understand that quite clearly. So, the idea of having a celebration under a full moon makes complete sense. You want to be able to have some illumination. You want to be able to not just see those who have joined the celebration around a fire, because that's a very small space. So to take the celebration into its full context, you would have had hundreds, if not thousands, of people gathering in particular spots to celebrate this. So it does make full sense to have that celebration conducted under the light of a full moon. So the full moon nearest to that end of month, end of calendar month, for all the celebrations within the Celtic calendar, makes sense. However, that's not to stop us celebrating again, because we love a celebration. So I will be celebrating again and thinking between now and then about renewal and about the different ways in which I can kickstart a new year. One of them, of course, is going to be painting, painting my sitting room. So I want to thank everybody for the birthday wishes that I received. And I received a few gifts as well, and I'll be sending out a little thank you card to those of you whose addresses I have. In some cases, the address came on the back of the gift as they were delivered by post. So I want to thank everybody for that. It's something that I've decided to do from now on, that when I get a gift, I will send a little thank you card. I'm just walking around the cottage now as I speak, and I'm looking at various things that have to be done, including a very full gutter up there with what looks like wheatgrass or something growing out of it. So, yeah. So renewal covers so many different aspects of living, doesn't it? It's looking at one's habitat, what needs to be renewed, what needs to be fixed or adjusted, preparations for the winter, because of course the 1st of November is the very first day of winter in the Celtic calendar also. We have November, December and January, and then the beautiful celebration of Imoch, which of course, again, you're looking at Imoch Eve, and that's when it begins. So, yeah, it's not a long time, you see. When you break the year down into these 3 monthly episodes, it's not a long time that you have to do all the things you have to do. So it's definitely not a time for slacking off. But it is, of course, once again, organised by the light. So you're not going to be out in the dark trying to clear a gutter. So the days in which you have to get this work done are much shorter, which leads me on to the next aspect of this beautiful time of year, which is hibernation. We are human animals. We are, just as the animals themselves and the birds and the bees and all the life goes into hibernation, we are also governed by that aspect of living with Mother Earth. So we have to spend more time in hibernation. We don't go into hibernation completely, but we do have to acknowledge that those dark evenings are for aspects of hibernation. The slowing down, the nurturing, the keeping warm. And all this, of course, gives us time for contemplation. So there we have it. I'll just add by saying that the ways in which celebration takes place can be however it is that you celebrate. Some people don't want huge gatherings. Some people want to be very much on their own to celebrate something. There are no hard and fast rules as to how one celebrates. Obviously, our ancient people celebrated around a fire because fire was what brought people together. And when people came together, it was obvious that you actually created a fire, because the fire is about welcoming and warming and cooking and being able to keep a certain gathering in one place. So the ritualistic fires, and I suppose they were called ritualistic because they would have been lit by someone quite important within the clan or the tribe. But of course, it can also just be lighting a candle. It's about that beautiful glow. It's about that lovely ambience that you're able to create. And you know, energy is partly created within these settings. The energy is all around. It can be drawn down, it can be harnessed, it can be used for that renewal, it can be used for all kinds of positive things. Of course, we know that there are people in the world who don't do that, they do the opposite. Shame upon them. But to have that energy there, to see, to visualize, it's so easy to visualize the energy when you're looking at a naked flame, say on a candle or in a fire. So it's all about all those different ways in which you can create. You can set the scene. You can begin to direct that energy. And if you think about a circular motion brings peace to the body. If you take your hand and you make a circular motion. Now sometimes I think that to do it anti-clockwise is like releasing, unwinding, right? And then the other hand, the right arm, that is drawing in. It's going clockwise. It's drawing in. It's bringing to fruition a beautiful energy. A very creative one. So blessings to you all. I've now got to go and meet a daughter of mine whose birthday gift to me is a lovely long walk along a beach here in the west of Ireland, followed by a late lunch. Isn't that a lovely way to celebrate? Blessings to you all.